Thanks for listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station. Now, coming to you live from the banks of the Willamette River, it's Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman.
You've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value.
Online at 620kpoj.com and on the air at AM 620 KPOJ.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Welcome back to the third hour of Mad as Hell in America. I am your host, Adam Klugman, and you're listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station, and thank goodness we have it. You know, on this show, I have been particularly lately talking about expressing very clearly my frustrations with President Obama, with the Democratic Party, feeling like it's not progressive enough, feeling like it's been moving steadily in the wrong direction towards a kind of corporatism or corporatocracy or an oligarchy. And it's been frustrating. And I've even talked about things like third parties and where are the progressive voices and where are the progressive voices inside the Democratic Party. That would be nice. Well, our next guest is someone really remarkable who is going to take his shot at becoming and living as a progressive inside the Democratic Party. His name is Norman Solomon, and he's hard to define because he's done so many things. He's an American journalist. He's a media critic. He's an author. He's an anti-war activist. He is also a longtime associate of the media watch group Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. In 1997, he founded the Institute for Public Accuracy, a national consortium of policy researchers and analysts which work proactively to provide alternative sources for journalists, and he serves as its executive director, or at least once he did. His weekly column, Media Beat, has been in the national syndication since 1992. His website is solomonforcongress.com. That's S-O-L-O-M-O-N for congress.com. You might want to check it out while we're talking to him. When you can find such wonderfully progressive conversations as Solomon calls for an all-out defense of Social Security. He is an unabashed, unapologetic progressive running for Congress as a Democrat. Norman Solomon, welcome to Mad as Hell in America.
Hey, thanks, Adam. Glad to be here.
We're very glad that you came, and I'm excited about your candidacy. And in a minute, I'm going to play at some point in our interview this amazing clip I found of you on KQED in San Francisco, where I feel in about a minute and a half you sum up all of our frustrations with the current state of progressive politics in this country and lay out a vision for where we really want to go. But tell me a little bit about your campaign. You had an exploratory committee for a while. You've officially declared. What's the status of your campaign? Let's let our listeners know.
Well, it is an all-out campaign for Congress for a vacant seat because the longtime progressive Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey announced last month that she will not be running for re-election north of the Golden Gate Bridge in Marin and Sonoma County. So I am in the race with both feet. We have more than 300 volunteers. We have more than 1,300 people who have contributed money to the campaign so far. We've raised $125,000, but most important, it's a grassroots campaign to beat the usual AstroTurf that's thrown at progressives. So I'm really enthusiastic. You know, I've been a progressive activist for a few decades. Now it's time to get inside the Congress and work there for the same goals.
Do you have a primary challenger?
We have a few. You know, they're sort of standard issue folks who are obedient to the Democratic Party hierarchy. I should say I was an Obama delegate to the 2008 Democratic National Convention. Not for a nanosecond does that cause me to hesitate to criticize the administration when it's wrong. And as your introduction a few minutes ago, Adam, I think very clearly and truthfully said, this administration is wrong all too often on a wide range of issues: escalation of war in Afghanistan for what we could call the warfare state, deference to Wall Street, subsidies for nuclear power, throwing habeas corpus and other civil liberties under the bus. You know, we have a tradition of fighting back for principle, for progressive principle, and that includes Senator Wayne Morse of Oregon, who told a Democrat in the White House, and I'm quoting here, I will not put the blood of this war on my hands. He was talking about the war in Vietnam. We have five wars going on now that the U.S. is directly involved in. That's five too many.
I agree. Let's name those five wars, because I say five wars. Give us the five wars, Norman Solomon.
Yeah, well, they're in various stages: Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Libya, and Yemen. And this is part of what Martin Luther King Jr. called the madness of militarism.
Right.
I don't mince words, you know. This has to be said clearly. I live in a progressive district. We need that voice in Washington. And, you know, it's part of a progressive movement. I think that we need people in all walks of life to speak out, to take a stand, and to work together.
So you're known as an unapologetic progressive, which is why I am so attracted to you. And I talk a lot on the show about principles, about that if we're constantly kind of diluting our principles for the sake of political calculations. And what happens is, as we continue to dilute our principles, they're of no earthly good to us anymore. I think that until we stand, principles are the thing that should determine policy, not political calculations. And yet we see a lot of that from the Democratic Party. You have chosen to run as a Democrat. I'm curious about how you came to that choice and how it's going so far and how you're being received by the Democratic Party.
Well, at the base, among activists, I'm being received very warmly. You know, keep in mind that the California Democratic Party almost 2 years ago adopted as its official position a resolution that I co-authored calling for the United States government to withdraw all of its military forces from Afghanistan and end all air war activities in Afghanistan. That's the position of the biggest Democratic Party in the state. The base is way more progressive than what we're getting out of Washington. And I think it's a matter of practicalities. I mean, whether it's Barbara Lee or Lynn Woolsey or Dennis Kucinich or John Conyers, there are progressives who have a D after their name in Congress. And frankly, there's always been a big split in the Democratic Party. You can go back to the Dixiecrats versus the progressives of the 50s and early 60s. You had Senator Wayne Morse and you had Scoop Jackson, the war hawk from Washington State. And, you know, this is a perennial battle. And, you know, when we talk about do we need a third party, I think of something that Jim Hightower said when he was asked, Mr. Hightower, what do you think of a third party? He said, well, I'd settle for a second party. and in many ways...
it's a great answer.
Not to conflate the two parties, but to say that they are both in the thrall and hammerlock of corporate and militaristic power in our society, and we need to break out of that.
I've been feeling... I mean, have we seen a greater tendency, an escalation of this move towards corporatism during the Obama administration, or is it just because I had a different set of expectations and I'm surprised and disappointed? It seemed that Bush kind of blew that up, but are we seeing an escalation? Is the control from corporations getting tighter?
I think it's both because the hopes that we get something significantly different makes the contrast all the greater. Unfortunately, it's a matter of degree. It's like the Les McCann song, compared to what?
Right.
I mean, the Clinton administration, 8 years of a Democrat in the Oval Office, pushed through NAFTA, which was not only a job killer in the U.S., but also terrible for the environment and for human rights. He pushed through repeal. President Clinton pushed through repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act at the end of his administration, which helped open the door to this fiasco, profiteering billions of dollars taken by the wealthiest on Wall Street from the rest of us by allowing banks to be speculative as well as commercial banks.
Right.
And, you know, we could go on and on. The war on low-income families through so-called welfare reform in 1996. Well, that was under a Democrat, but unfortunately, I think, frankly, corporatization has gotten worse. And Paul Krugman in the New York Times just yesterday was writing about how the concessions on Social Security and Medicare cuts that President Obama has offered in the last couple of weeks would, if enacted, be a conservative Republican victory. And it's only because this is such an extreme Republican party that they won't even settle for that. But FDR would roll in his grave this attempt to undo a bedrock principle and program of the New Deal called Social Security.
We're talking to Norman Solomon, a true progressive, running for Congress out of California. SolomonForCongress.com is the website. We complain all the time that we don't have any true progressives in the Democratic Party. Well, here is our opportunity. I want you to go to your computer. I want you to go to SolomonForCongress.com, and I want you to donate money to this man. I believe in this candidate. We are going to follow his candidacy. This is exactly the voice that we need in the federal house. So SolomonForCongress.com. I don't care if it's $5, $500, whatever you can give. You need to demonstrate the support. You're going to feel better. I guarantee it. Norman Solomon is our guest. Talk to me a little bit about so this idea that you're running as a Democrat. And I know that you're affiliated with Progressive Democrats of America. So tell our listeners a little bit about who Progressive Democrats of America are, your affiliation with them, and this kind of inside-outside strategy that they have that seems to be consistent with your campaign.
Well, out of the 2004 campaign, there was really a coalescence of people who had worked for Howard Dean and for Dennis Kucinich in the primaries. They said, let's build something beyond just an episodic campaign. Let's build a structure. And as you say, what came out of it, Progressive Democrats of America as an organization, is a commitment to an inside-outside strategy that recognizes that it ain't going to do it to just work outside the electoral system or inside. It has to be both. And I got to say, you know, and Adam, I lived in Portland for many years in the 1970s and during most of the 1980s, and I saw a tremendous amount of good work being done, food co-ops, legal aid societies, neighborhood associations, really, really important stuff that has been ongoing. I think we missed the boat, though, and I would include myself, when we stepped away from electoral work, when we said to ourselves, explicitly or otherwise, you know, it doesn't really matter that much who's in office, who is the mayor, who's the governor, who's the senator, who's in Congress. And the net result is we left the field wide open for not only the Reaganites, the right-wingers, the Republican corporatists, and frankly often bigots, but also we left it open for the blue dogs, for the so-called moderates, for the corporate Democrats. And I think we have to go back into that arena and learn to put up a fight and learn to win.
I could not agree with you more. We're talking to Norman Solomon, SolomonForCongress.com. You no longer can complain if you will not give money to this man and his candidacy. We are going to support you all the way through, Norman Solomon, SolomonForCongress.com. I want to ask you a question because I feel like this whole debate that's going on between Social Security and Medicare versus the debt ceiling is this big hoax. It's this false choice. And yet, you know, they kind of impose it and the media picks up on it. And then all of a sudden, we're having a what seems to be an irrational conversation about a completely irrational false imperative. Is it? Do I have the right take on that?
I think you're totally on target. This is one of the grand hoaxes, and it's happening right now in real time. The reality is that Social Security has never and does not add a single penny to the federal deficit.
Right.
And yet those who have been gunning for, and their ancestors politically, gunning for the New Deal ever since the 1930s, trying to destroy the bedrock program called Social Security, they're using the deficit gap, the deficit reality, as a pretext, as a ploy to go after a totally solvent program, which is every American's right, and that is Social Security.
And the thing that really gets me crazy is we pay into it. It's an insurance program.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't something that's coming off the top here. There's money that comes into it. It's paid for. And now they want to take it away. It's just it's a false choice. It's why I haven't talked about it on the show, because I think when we talk about it, we affirm its reality when, in fact, it's a phantom.
Yeah.
We're talking to Norman Solomon, SolomonForCongress.com, S-O-L-O-M-O-N. When we come back, I'm going to play that clip from KQED. I want to talk also about the Green New Deal. You talk about that a lot. You're listening to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman on AM 620 KPOJ. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. You're listening to AM 620 KPOJ. Portland's only progressive talk station. I will use any excuse to play that song. Do you remember that Alice Cooper album, Million Dollar Babies? I love that song. We're talking to Norman Solomon. He's an American journalist, a media critic, an author, an anti-war activist, and now a candidate for Congress who is a true progressive. We are having a truly progressive conversation about what an agenda might look like that represents the left, the true left in this country. I want to encourage everyone to go to SolomonForCongress.com and show your support by giving this candidate money. This is the most exciting candidate I've come across, I think, maybe in all of my years as a voter. Norman Solomon, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks so much, Adam.
And before we move on, I also want to give a big shout-out to Progressive Democrats of America and give the website. It's pdaamerica.org. If you also have an extra $5 after you've given money to Norman Solomon, give it to PDA America. They're doing some amazing work both inside and outside the party. They have a great strategy. I know that you've worked closely with them. You would agree they are a tremendous organization.
Yes, I should have mentioned I was on their national advisory board for years. I'm still co-chair of their healthcare not warfare campaign with Congressman John Conyers and Donna Smith from California Nurses, who was in the Sicko film that Michael Moore did. And you're right. I mean, this is the progressive activism to link up what we're doing at the grassroots and what people in Congress are doing, the best people in Congress who are progressives and fighting for what we believe in.
I'm just incredibly excited. I remember when you were doing your exploratory committee, and I was just holding on and holding on. I'm going, I hope he's going to run. So we are really excited. We consider you an ally of the show. We hope you consider the show an ally. We want to do everything we can because these are the candidates we need. We need lots of them. Okay, this is a short segment. I know you have a hard out at 5:30. I want to play this clip from an interview on KQED, and it starts out kind of by talking about the ways in which you are disappointed with, we all feel disappointed with the Obama administration. You do it in a way where there isn't a lot of attack, and then you go on to kind of lay out a progressive vision as kind of by way of this conversation. So let's play that clip.
And the reality is that the Republicans in Congress, last term in this, are like a brick wall, and the Obama administration has continued to try to split the difference, accommodate, ameliorate the differences. I think it's very clear that the policies, and this has been true since the midterms as well, have moved more and more in a corporate direction. And that leaves the open question for progressives. Obviously, on the one hand, when November comes along, we want to stop right-wing Republicans, so we're going to vote Democrat. But how do we achieve the two overarching goals that progressives have, which are first to fight the right wing, and second to implement at the policy level progressive prescriptions for the future? And ironically, although they're supposed to be so savvy in the Oval Office and at the White House, they failed on both counts. They have empowered rather than blocked the right wing with this sort of ameliorating, moderating policy out of the White House, and failed to implement the kind of progressive policies like a Green New Deal that were within the grasp of this administration. This president has squandered his political capital, and we are paying the consequences with education, housing, lack of green transportation. We're in big trouble as more than $2 billion a day is still being spent on the U.S. military.
I just absolutely was really stunned by that because I felt it too. We're talking to Norman Solomon, who is a journalist and a media critic and now a candidate for Congress out of California. And I felt what you seemed to intimate there was that there's this lost opportunity, this squandered political capital. I think that's, you know, we started the show talking about grief, you know, and when I see the squant, you know, like moving through the stages of grief politically as we watch our democracy kind of writhe around and in its final pain here. And that's where I feel a tremendous sense of grief. There was just lost opportunity, this squandered political capital.
Yes, it's tragic, and we need to get down to that. Obama is not going to do it for us. We're going to have to do the organizing and push, create the movements and manifest it in election results to push back, because he clearly has accommodated to those who want to perpetuate war, who have gone with Wall Street to just an extreme degree. It's not to just make it personal in any way. On the contrary, it's about the survival of our country and our planet and what we believe in. We're going to have to do it ourselves.
I that's what I hammer that drum every show. I feel like that's all I ever say. Talk a little bit about this idea of a Green New Deal. And if you have a calls, 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620 are the numbers here. This Green New Deal, elaborate on that. Very exciting concept.
Well, and by the way, I'm really thrilled to be able to have this conversation with you. You're hitting the nail on the head. I'm glad to just stand and talk to you about it. The reality is the Green New Deal can fuse and put together two elements that are crucial. One is the New Deal concept of social justice. Everybody has a right to a job, everybody has a right to a social safety net. Came out of the 30s, has been enhanced through what was good about the Great Society, such as Medicare. And then the green part, that it's not enough to have jobs for people. We have to sustain the planet in a way that's viable, that respects the earth, that doesn't plunder nature, but nurtures and lives in harmony with it as much as possible. And I think that is a really, in the best sense, going to the roots, radical concept that, hey, a Green New Deal, we're not going to just say that we support the environment and then let social justice fall apart,
right.
Nor the opposite. If we do both, we've got a potential winning combination.
I couldn't agree more. It seems to me that this idea of a Green New Deal could see a whole manifesto growing up around it. Again, back to this idea that what we need to put in place as progressives are the principles. I mean, I think where the Democratic Party consistently fails is they think if they could just get their policy points in the right order, everyone's going to agree with them. I remember back in 2004, I got this little card, you know, that had all the policy points on it and said, isn't that great? And I said, this doesn't inspire me to believe anything.
Yeah.
We need to bring people spirits into politics. We've been talking to Norman Solomon, SolomonForCongress.com, a true progressive and the most exciting candidacy I've come across, I think, in my voting career. Norman Solomon, I know you have a heart out. I'd love for you to stay, but I know you need to go. Thank you so much for being on the show. And will you come back?
Oh, I'd love to. And thanks so much, Adam. And keep up the great work on the air.
All right. Thank you very much. You're listening to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. Your call's next. What'd you think of Norman Solomon? 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. I'm going to be reading your emails next, a little Facebook. We're going to mix it up. We'll be right back.
There's a man with a gun over there. Telling me I got to beware.
Welcome back to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. You're listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station. We are so glad that it is here. Could you imagine Portland without KPOJ? What would that be like? Wow. I don't know. It'd be like Alabama or something. Nothing against the people in Alabama. I'm sure there's lots of progressive people there. But I bet there are not a lot of progressive talk stations. What did you think of Norman Solomon? Wasn't that an exciting candidacy? Super articulate, smart, thoughtful, passionate, and someone with a backbone, someone willing to stand up and call out this administration from within the Democratic Party. The numbers here are 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. I'm really, really curious how you felt about what you heard from Norman Solomon, because I do a lot of whining and complaining sometimes on this show about how we don't have truly progressive candidates, and you all call in and say, that's right, we don't. But this to me, I don't know about you, but this to me is the most exciting candidate I've come across in, like I've been saying, my whole voting life. I've never met somebody quite like this. I was honored to have him on the show. The numbers are 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. If we get some calls, we might try to play a little game. When I initially conceived the show, it was based on work I had done with the Mad as Hell doctors. We went around the country, and everywhere that we went, we would hold rallies or we would have our evening events. And what I would do at those rallies was we would show up and we would just encourage people to come up, and I would give people 60 seconds. That's a little bit long on the radio, but I would give people 60 seconds to say why they were mad as hell. I think what we're going to do on the show here is 30 seconds. And it's more than just, you know, calling in and having conversation. Because I think that there's a difference between being mad as hell in your living room or even calling in And yet taking a certain level of discipline that it takes to express your views in the elevator pitch in a short period of time. And there's another component of it that I think is also really important is that we on the other side listen, right? I mean, so much of what happens on talk radio is that everybody gets shut down. If you call in and you disagree with me, I just shut you down, right? I have all the power. But that's not what I want this show to be about. So particularly if you're a Republican, conservative, libertarian, you're a Tea Partier, and you want a voice on this show, I will give you 30 seconds. I don't care who you are. You can agree with me. You can disagree with me. I will give you 30 seconds. If you're listening and you're out there and you want to try this, we have a little clock ready. We have it ready to go. I'm going to read some emails in a minute. But the numbers are 503-248-0620 or 1-866-452-0620. And I'm calling this the Mad as Hell Minute. Well, since it's not a minute, we can call it the Mad as Hell Moment. And I don't care if you disagree with me. I will not shut you down. I will give you 30 clean, uninterrupted seconds to say what's ever on your mind. And then at the end of those 30 seconds, I'll cut you off. And maybe if I like what you're saying, we'll talk a little bit more. 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. Do you have a mad as hell minute? Do you have something in your head, 30 seconds, that you can say that you, this is about winning the water cooler wars. This is about winning the wars at the cocktail party. This is about learning to articulate your beliefs in a way that persuades, that doesn't alienate, but also doesn't ramble. There's a certain level of discipline to this. Numbers 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. If you call in, you can say, I want a mad as hell moment. I'll give it to you. If you want to talk about Norman Solomon, if you want to talk about Barry Lynn, we can talk about anything you want to talk about. 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. But I want to encourage you to really try this mad as hell moment thing. It's harder than you think. And when somebody tries it, I want you, the listeners, to really try to listen with a different ear, right? And if it's somebody you disagree with, really try to listen to them, because that's what's not happening, right? We're not listening to each other anymore. That's the problem. We're not listening to each other anymore. And even if you disagree with them, listening is the most important tool for persuasion that I've ever come across. Because think about what happens when you feel heard, right? Yeah, and somebody hears you and you feel heard. I don't care if it's in your marriage or in your family or at work. When you feel heard and seen and received, you're much more likely to listen. But when somebody resists you and dig your heels in, you get that feeling to satisfaction. So listening is an important skill in the art of persuasion. Let's go to John. John, welcome to Mad as Hell in America. You want to try the Mad as Hell moment, or are you just calling with a comment?
Well, a quick comment, and a little bit of praise for your guest, Mr. Solomon.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think, man?
How refreshing.
Wow.
To hear someone actually have the confidence to be able to criticize our own in a thoughtful, factual manner. Most followers of the progressive movement, no matter which side of the aisle they're on, are reticent to criticize their own party.
Right.
And this was a first, even on this progressive station. I just got to say thank you for having him on board. It was wonderful.
Well, John, thank you so much for the call. I really do appreciate it. You know, I had the same reaction. And I think that he does it in a way that that doesn't alienate, you know? I mean, you know, I love Dennis Kucinich, but there was something shrill in his style that I felt alienated voters. I feel like Norman Solomon could be president. I swear to God, I want to get this guy into Congress because I think he could run for president, because the thing that we know about progressive values is they are actually mainstream values. One of the things that happened during Dennis Kucinich's campaign is that he put out a poll and 70% of the people who took the poll agreed with his platform, but he was only getting 1% of the vote.
And Norman Solomon is a very telegenic kind of guy. I mean, go check him out. SolomonForCongress.com. We got to get this guy in. This is the real progressive deal, people. I'm telling you, this is it. I'm excited. This is the first time I've gotten truly, unapologetically excited about a candidate. We're going to go to Luke. Welcome to Mad as Hell in America. You want to try the 30-second Mad as Hell moment?
Well, hopefully I could get a little bit more than that, you know. But if you think that guy was exciting, I'm sorry. You know, I mean, you know, you need somebody that's a little bit, you know, more like me, who's ready to press the limits, you know, because I've been sick and tired of, and these are my terms, so you can quote me, of shellac Obama. He likes to use the term that they got shellacked in the midterms. Well, I refer to him shellac Obama, the half white wimp in the White House. Okay, and that's what you need, is somebody to stand up and stand strong. Who the heck really wants Nancy Pelosi, a 70-year-old white woman, to be third in line to run the country? I don't want her running a banquet, for God's sake. She should be retired. And any member of the African, the black congressional Congress who votes for her after her record of letting Bush off the hook, after lying on The View about Dennis Kucinich and his 52 charges against Cheney, the hell with her. And any, you know, Democrats, you know, they're up top, they're just as crooked as the Republicans. I've never been a member of either party. I'm sick of them both. Would you like some more?
Well, hold on, 'cause I'd like to get a word in. You know, in content, I don't disagree with what you say. I'm frustrated with the Democratic Party. I'm not thrilled with Nancy Pelosi. I get it, man. I'm with you in spirit. But what I want to challenge you on, and this might piss you off, but I'm going to do it anyway, Luke, is the style, man. Your style of delivery is so harsh. You move from mad as hell into rage. And what happens is people shut it down. They stop listening. That's what the 30-second thing is all about. So what I'd like to do is do the 30-second thing and try to communicate your ideas in a way that doesn't alienate, but is as strong and as clear as you just were. You want to try it?
Okay.
All right. Let's do it. We're going to start. You're going to be our first, Luke, and I appreciate you hanging with me. I don't want to piss you off, but what I do, I remember you called once before, and I wanted to have this conversation with you because we want to persuade, but it doesn't mean that we have to do what President Obama's doing, which is, you know, as you say, just kind of just getting a shellacking by compromising to the point of ridiculousness. So let's try it. We got a timer. Turn the timer way down. Luke, we're going to go 30 seconds. Make your point. Callers, I want you to really listen to what Luke is saying and then call in and respond. Luke, go for it, man. Ready? We start the timer. Go.
People, what do you want in a leader? Do you want somebody who's strong, who's ready to confront them? Believe me, if you look at the records and you go onto YouTube and you go and see the Aaron Campbell shooting of Ground Zero TV, you will see myself confronting Sam Adams, the mayor of Portland, Oregon. I have gotten rid of the police chief, Rosie Sizer, and I've also gotten rid of the last police chief, Mark Croker. You need somebody who gets something done. Let me tell you something.
That's it. All right. Stop. Wait. This is an exercise. That was your 30 seconds. Luke, I want to thank you for, I think you did better, man, and I thought your tone was better, but you were really strong, and I appreciate it. Callers, call in. Luke, thanks, man. Thanks for the call, and thanks. You are our very first Mad as Hell Minute caller. I really appreciate it, man. Call and keep listening. So what did you think of Luke? 503-248-0620. 1-866-452-0620. Did he persuade you? Is that right? Did it work? Is this working? I like this. I like where this is going. Let's go to Jerry in Aloha. What's up, Jerry? Welcome to Mad as Hell in America.
30 seconds to do my thing,
Jerry. You want 30 seconds?
I can take 30 seconds.
All right. So you're going to try and do it in 30 seconds. This is Jerry from Aloha. She's going to try to communicate her point in 30 seconds. Ready? Let's start the timer. Turn it up just a little bit so she can hear it, but don't drown her out. Ready and go.
Okay, I'm as mad as hell about the ridiculous games that are going on right now in Washington, dealing with the debt ceiling. It's not about serving the country. It's about politics and gamesmanship. And all these people, mostly the Republicans, but also some Democrats, are elected to serve everybody, not just the people who vote for them. And that they're not doing it. They're especially the Republicans, McConnell, Boehner, and Cantor, for crying out loud. All they're dealing with is the narrow band of people who vote for them, and I'm sick of it.
Pretty darn good, Jerry. What do you think out there? 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. Jerry, I thought you did a really good job.
Thank you.
I was excellent. Thanks for being our second Mad as Hell moment caller. I really, really appreciate it. Great point. Also, by the way, numbers are 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. We're doing the Mad as Hell moment here. I'm going to give you 30 seconds, and I want maybe a Republican, somebody who just thinks I'm an idiot, somebody who totally disagrees with me. Give me a call, 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. I can't guarantee you'll go to the front of the line, because I don't think that's fair. Just because you disagree with me, you go to the front of the line. I know it makes for good radio, but there are people waiting. This is about how do we articulate ourselves in a way that persuades in 30 seconds. And when we're listening to people, how do we listen in a way that is meaningful, that makes others feel heard? Because that's as much a part of persuasion as what we say, right? All right, so let's go to Shirley. I just have you here in Oregon. Shirley, welcome to Mad as Hell in America. You want to try this?
Yes.
All right,
hello,
hold on.
Adam.
Hello.
Hello. What about the money that was taken?
Hold on. We're going to start the clock. You want to? We're going to give you 30 seconds. You want to try it?
Sure.
All right, here we go. We're going to start the clock. You got 30 seconds to make your point. Here we go.
What about the money that was taken from the Social Security funds? No one anywhere ever mentions paying that back. I don't understand that. But they want to make cuts in Social Security, even though it has nothing to do with the deficit. I don't understand that. This is crazy and cruel.
It is crazy and cruel. And you beat the clock. You made a great point. You beat the clock.
By the way, I'm from Monmouth, so I wasn't going to say where I was from, but I'm from Monmouth.
Monmouth. I think, did you hear the Norman Solomon interview?
Yes.
I thought he...
I made notes.
I thought he was immensely articulate about that whole thing. Look, we've got a... Shirley, thanks so much for the call. Thanks for the Mad as Hell moment, too. It was great. We've got a full board, or almost a full board. We've got one line open, 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. What is your Mad as Hell minute? Can you do it in 30 seconds? Can you persuade? Can you articulate? Can you grow to a point in 30 seconds? And can you listen well enough to make people feel heard? This is how we'll start a new conversation. You're listening to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. We will be right back.
It's just devils and dust.
Welcome back to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. You're listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station. I wish I could somehow relate that song to what we've been talking about, but I won't even try. It's kind of a sad song. I guess I was feeling sad when I pulled it, but you know what? I'm excited about what's going on. We're doing something here called the Mad as Hell moment. This is your moment. 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. I will give you 30 uninterrupted seconds to say what is ever on your mind. If you disagree with me, call in. I won't shut you down. You got 30 seconds, and it's not just about free expression. It's also about, can you get your talking points into the elevator pitch in a way that persuades, and can you listen to others and practice listening to others in a way that makes them feel heard? That's what this is all about. Barry from Beaverton, welcome to Mad as Hell in America, Barry.
Oh, hi, Adam. Well, I'll try the 30 seconds.
All right, let's set the clock. I love this. This is good, man. Yeah. This is good. All right, here we go. We're starting the clock and go.
Well, basically, I'm mad as hell at the current administration because they forgot basically who brought them to where they are now, the liberal vote and the young people's vote in this country. They've completely ignored any of the things for the young people in this country, and they've also forgot that Howard Dean basically brought them to where they were with his 50-state movement. And for some reason, after President Obama was elected, he completely whitewashed Howard Dean.
Well, you beat the clock. So let's stop for a minute. So if you could what would be the one point that you would want people to take away from what you're saying?
Basically, the Democratic Party better not forget what got them where they are now. I really think...
Wait, stop right there. That was brilliant.
Okay.
You see, this is what we tend to do. I do it, too. I'm a talk show radio host. This is what we tend to do. We make a brilliant point, and then we talk beyond it. Your point was great. Say that point again.
The Democratic Party should not forget what got them to where they are now.
Boom shakalaka.
That got them there. That's what I meant.
Yeah, that's what you meant, and that was really clear. And it's like when you're conceiving this, start with a point, grow to it, make your point, and then let the silence drop. It's incredibly effective. Barry, thanks for trying this out. This is fun. Let's go to Ed in Hagersville, West Virginia. Ed, welcome to Mad as Hell in America. Thanks for listening all the way in West Virginia, man.
Wow. Hey, you're welcome. And that's one of the sad states about the affairs right now. I have to listen through my radio to hear anybody on the radio make any sense.
West Virginia is a brutal place, man. All right. Hold on. Do you have a 30-second moment?
Well, I could go probably, if I got on a rant, it would probably go longer than that.
All right. I'll tell you what. Try the 30-second thing, and if you got more to say, you can say it, but remember this thing that we did with Barry. It's like your point that you want to make. I come from advertising, and this idea of one spot, one message, right? We get good at delivering our message when we're clear about the one point that we want to make. And as progressives, we tend to want to make 20 points. So let's start the clock. Ed, think about it for a second, and then go.
Well, here's my take. One of the things that I feel is wrong when we look at the Democratic Party is we try and get this platform to try and please everybody. I just so wish that we could get an independent type of a candidate. Now, I don't want an independent party, but an independent type, like a Grayson, like a Sanders, somebody that would stand up for us. When I say us, I'm talking about I am lower middle class at best. All right, our family.
Well, there it is. Did you hear? I want to make sure I get everybody in here, Ed. Did you hear Norman Solomon? Did you hear that interview?
Yes, I did.
You did. I think he's that guy. I think he's the guy you're looking for.
We need somebody, somebody to stand up and that will step up.
Do me a favor, you know, Ed. Go to SolomonForCongress.org. .com. Investigate this guy. Call me back next week. I want to hear your assessment. I want to see if you think he's the guy that you're looking for. And thanks so much for listening all the way from West Virginia. But do it and tell me your impressions of Solomon. I'd love to hear if he's the guy you're looking for because he's the guy I'm looking for. Thanks for the call, Ed. Let's go to Patty in Beaverton. Patty, you want to try it?
Yes, I do.
All right. So here we go. We're going to set the clock on three. One, two, three. Patty, go.
Okay, well, I'm sick and tired of people in America being owned by corporations and banksters and the rich rather than being represented by government. We have no representation anymore. The only people that we have are paid for and bought off politicians. We don't have representatives. We have politicians.
Patty, that was excellent. Your time is up. I do appreciate the call. I want to try to get everybody in here if I can. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Paul. We are out of time. We're going to pick this up next week. I'm sorry I couldn't get to everybody. This is Mad as Hell in America. Mona, Paul, call back next week. You will go to the top of the list. Sorry, we're out of time. You've been listening to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman on AM 620 KPOD.